Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Arizona's new controversial immigration law goes into effect in a couple months. It requires local law enforcement to check ID for anyone they suspect might be in the country illegally. But just next door, New Mexico has vehemently opposed the law, and its own House of Representatives passed a resolution recognizing the economic benefits of undocumented immigrants. Two states, two governors, two completely different approaches to the same problem. Here's Arizona Governor Jan Brewer.
This bill, the Support Law Enforcement and Safe Neighborhoods Act, strengthens the laws of our state.
And here is New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson.
I think this is a reprehensible law that's going to lead to racial profiling. The best thing to happen is for this law to be repealed.
Randy Archibald joins us now. He's the national correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. So you actually wrote an article about these two states for today's New York Times, and you compare them to distant siblings. What do you mean?
Well, they clearly have different attitudes and approaches when it comes to addressing illegal immigrants. As you noted, Arizona just passed what is considered the toughest enforcement law in the country, expanding greatly police powers to question people under certain circumstances about their immigration status. In New Mexico, there's much more of a welcoming sort of atmosphere. They allow illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses, not as a sort of amnesty thing, as I'm sure some people might criticize, but as a public safety measure. As Governor Richardson told me, this compels them to learn how to drive, to get insurance. They know where they are, you know, by giving an address and so forth. So it really is, I would say in New Mexico there's probably more of a progressive attitude towards coping with illegal immigration. They haven't had as much of a surge as Arizona has had. The border has not been as violent in Arizona, in New Mexico as in Arizona. So it's in some ways not necessarily a fair comparison, but it is an interesting comparison. When you have one state that is heavily Hispanic, New Mexico, the most Hispanic state in the country, next door to Arizona, which is the Hispanic population is about 30%, so it's fairly Hispanic there as well, but a much bigger state and population and many more issues to confront.
Well, this new law in Arizona requires that people present ID, official ID, if they're demanded by a police officer. But if you have New Mexico issuing state IDs to illegal immigrants, does that complicate it when they get to Arizona and they're pulled over?
It does. And New Mexico is one of a handful of states that does issue or provide some access to driver's licenses for people who are undocumented. So in the case of Arizona, if you would present a New Mexico license, that would not satisfy the law's stipulation that you present some documentation that you are a citizen. So for people from New Mexico, it is possible that they'll have to carry some other documentation, a Social Security card, something else to satisfy an officer's demands. And the law doesn't really spell out how a sticky situation is to be resolved. So there is a lot of worry and anxiety among some people in New Mexico that if they're stopped, what if they can't fulfill the needs that the officer is demanding?
New Mexico has adopting a more lenient stance toward immigrants. Lawmakers in other states nearby have said they want to adopt similar laws, like Representative Debbie Riddle from Tomball, Texas. We'll hear from her in a moment. But I want to play for you something that Arizona Governor Jan Brewer said when she signed this bill.
With my unwavering signature on this legislation, Arizona strengthens its security within our borders.
Within her border. She's not worried about the national border. She's just trying to make Arizona's law fill in for the lack of a national policy?
Well, if there's one thing that Governor Brewer and Governor Richardson agree on is that there should be comprehensive immigration reform. Governor Richardson does believe that illegal immigrants should pay back taxes, they should learn English, they should document they have been employed while here as a condition of being granted legal status. He has told me that his concern is that the Arizona law would be replicated in many other states, and we would end up with even more of a patchwork of laws and requirements for illegal immigrants. So if there's one thing they agree on, it's that.
Which, Randy Archibald, brings us back to Debbie Riddle, the representative from Texas. Here's what she had to say.
The opponents of this want to make it a big racial profiling thing, want to make it a big racist thing. Has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with safety and security.
But here we have three states all dealing with the same problem, all coming up with pretty different solutions. If that's the case, does it argue that it's impossible to come up with a national strategy that will work for all 50 states? Or does it argue that there absolutely has to be some kind of reform now to settle these differences?
Well, I think if you talk to the Obama administration, people in the Obama administration, I think they would say that this is exactly what they're concerned about, and they are now trying to get Congress to act on this. There are a number of Congress members in Washington that are fearing this sort of wave of, as I said, patchwork laws across the states. It's a political question of whether there is really a political will to tackle this, big unwieldy subject now as we get close to midterm elections after a political season of hard-fought battles over financial regulation and healthcare. So it's really going to be a test of time, I guess you could say, if Congress truly is, and the Obama administration truly is willing and able to take this up right now.
Randy Archibald, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.